Welcome to Leveraging the Immune System for Therapeutic Benefit in Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer, a special audio program developed from a satellite CME symposium held at the 2019 American Association of Cancer Research annual meeting in Atlanta. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. This program features the perspectives of four leading clinical investigators in the management of patients with non-small cell lung cancer, Drs. Corey Langer, Vali Papadimitra-Kupulu, Naya Rizvi, and David Spiegel. In this program, you'll hear the faculty panel discuss a variety of clinical and translational issues, and separately on this program are the faculty slide presentations. As a prelude to our initial discussion on the landmark PACIFIC trial demonstrating the benefit of consolidation durvalumab after chemoradiation therapy for locally advanced non-small cell lung cancer, I pose the theoretical question to the faculty. To what extent are the outstanding efficacy findings from this trial a result of synergy between chemotherapy and/or radiation therapy and durvalumab? Put more simply, is this a case of 1 plus 1 equaling 2, or 1 plus 1 equaling 10, or something in between? Dr. Rizvi began the discussion.
I think that the combinations really are the future. I think we need to do them in a more strategic way with biomarkers. In terms of the durvalumab data, I would say that probably everyone in this panel was floored by the magnitude of difference between the placebo and durvalumab consolidation. And I think that the breadth of that benefit sort of across PD-L1 status, even for never smokers, EGFR mutants, I think really to me speaks to some synergy. Whether it's the chemo more than the radiation, I would probably say it's the radiation more than the chemo would be my guess, but it's hard to know for sure. Also, the magnitude of the benefit was greater the closer you gave it to finishing the treatment, suggesting you're either it's the patients were better PS or you're actually capitalizing on that synergy.
That's interesting. Dave, any thoughts about this? What do you think about these kinds of strategies? And from your point of view, what do you think about the PACIFIC trial? Do you think there's synergy the way Nair was talking about? And what about anti-angiogenics and other strategies?
I do think the renal cell data with VEGF receptor TKIs looks very promising, and hopefully we'll see some of that in some other tumor settings. You know, synergy to me is the 1 plus 1 equals 10, and I'm not sure I've seen that yet. When I think about chemotherapy and immunotherapy, the data we have, there's definitely an improvement in things that are more tangible, like response rate. So in other words, the combination is better than what you get with either alone. But I'm not sure that it's 1 plus 1 equals 10. And sometimes I was joking before this meeting, maybe it's 1 plus 1 equals 1.5, you know, that it's better than either agent alone, but I'm not sure how much more you're getting from the two together for things like response. But I think synergy, if it's going to be seen, might be from the more extended benefits. So if your immune system's activated and you're months past chemotherapy, perhaps the platinum doublet chemotherapy for sure, getting benefit like that might be the sustained synergy that immunotherapy brings, but we really don't know.